Brownback chose a third option. He allowed the bill to become law without his signature. That means administrators of county and municipal hospitals, the University of Kansas Hospital, mental health facilities, and adult care homes can continue to ban concealed firearms after July 1st. That's when another law will take effect that lifts the ban on guns in public buildings not protected by security guards and metal detectors. In a statement, Brownback said he was conflicted about the bill, but allowed it to become law to protect patients and staff at the state's mental health hospitals. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.